Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm glad that you're able to join me. And I'd like to, first of all, begin in prayer, and then I have a message to share with you that I believe will really encourage your heart and strengthen you. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your covenant promises. Lord, you are a faithful and a true God. And we thank you, Lord, that not one of your good promises shall fail. And Lord, we thank you, even as we draw our hearts close to you and in the unity of the Spirit, we ask, Lord, that you would anoint the Word of God to the listener, enable me to be able to share it. And Lord, we just give you the honor and praise because you are our God and we are your people and the sheep of your hand. Praise God. Amen. Well, I would like to begin by reading a passage of scripture found in the book of Exodus, and this is chapter 14. I'm going to start reading at verse 8. And where we are at this point in the history of Israel, the Lord had led them out of Egyptian bondage, and they were encamped by the sea. And the Lord gives Moses sort of a briefing before it happens about what the Egyptians plan to do. And then we're going to hear and see by reading the word what next transpired. Verse 8, "And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand, but all the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea beside Pihath-Hyroth before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness." And verse 13, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Praise God. Well, if I could entitle the message, I'll entitle it simply, Do Not Fear. You know, beloved, fear in all of its forms, from stark terror to stress and mild anxiety, those are all part of the emotion of fear, and that truly is one of our greatest enemies. It's a modus operandi of the devil. And what does he come to do? To steal, kill, and destroy. And what happens when you get fearful? Or let me just put it, you know, none of us really want to admit to that, but what if it happens when you get stressful or anxious? You're really doubting and fearing whether or not you will be able to cope with whatever situation you're facing. And so, beloved, I want to share some understanding I received from Dr. Joel Young, who's a Hebrew scholar, in terms of his understanding of the Hebrew. And Hebrew is such a rich language. There's so much meaning in it. And I believe we will be able to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to us in this passage of Scripture. Yes, it relates to the Old Testament and the people of Israel. They're just, you know, leaving Egyptian bondage. But there's a principle here that is going to be extremely important for you and I to get a hold of and understand, that whenever we are tempted in this way with anxieties or stress or fear, so many are worried about the future. So many are uncertain, you know, what's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen, you know, in my old age? What am I going to do about the finances that I need, or the debt that I'm in? Or am I going to keep my job? All these kinds of things torment us, because the scriptures tell us fear hath torment. So, as in terms of that passage I read, there are three directions from the Lord. Let me read verse 13 again. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. There are three things. First, he's saying, don't be afraid. How often do we find in Scripture when an angel of the Lord or there's a visitation from God? Even John, my goodness, when he saw Jesus in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, when he saw the Christ of Revelation, the unveiled Christ, he fell on his face as dead, and the Lord comforted him and said, don't be afraid. And so, do not fear. Now, sometimes that's hard to do. We can't do it in our natural strength, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, He will help us. So, what we need to do is settle our spirits. And if we will do that, a decision from which your emotions will follow. So, we need to just lay a hold of that truth. We're not to be fearful. And then what's the second instruction? Stand still and see. Moses said, see the salvation. That's kind of an interesting word. But see the salvation, you know, another name for Yeshua or Jesus, it's the same word in Hebrew, salvation. And salvation and deliverance are synonymous terms. That means they mean the same, basically. So what you should be seeing, that's what you should be seeing when you hear salvation. And salvation, beloved, is of the Lord. And he says, today you'll see the salvation of the Lord. And there's an immediacy, a present tense experience of the salvation of the Lord. And that's truly what happened, as you remember, if you know the scripture, that the Lord opened the Red Sea, they parted over and crossed into Canaan safely, and then the host of the Pharaoh was destroyed in the waters of the Red Sea. So when we look at the people, can you imagine how afraid they must have been? I mean, obviously, you hear their words. They were impugning the Lord and criticizing Moses. We shouldn't have listened to you. See the problem. See the mess we're in now? Because they recognized that Pharaoh had them entangled. They were trapped. In fact, let me read verse 3 of that chapter. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness hath shut them up. And so, very much like them, we many times, especially in a wilderness place, a desert place, the world has us trapped, or the devil has us in what seems to be an inescapable place. But the Egyptians will know that he is the Lord, and just as we will, if our attention will shift from the Egyptians to God. In other words, if we'll shift our attention off of the problem, off the fear, off whatever's stressing us, and look to God. Now, that word fear is extremely interesting. That word fear in the Hebrew actually, I remember, let me say it this way, behind in the Hebrew also means in the future. So that's really interesting. The Egyptians, of course, their source of fear, are behind, they're pursuing, but they were attempting to come into their future. They were attempting to wipe them up and destroy them so they'd have no future. And beloved, isn't that what Satan is trying to do to you and me? Doesn't he try to rob our future when we look back and with memories at all our life? He's already stolen much of our past. But he's trying to steal the future, and he's trying to go into a place he's not permitted to go. Why? Think about this. Hear what the Lord says. Take this personally for you. I trust it's a familiar passage, but think about this in terms of just what I'm sharing. We're not to be focusing on the past, but on the future, because the Lord says in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verses 11 through 10, I know the plans that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And that verb know is better, of course, translated than new, past tense, because God's plans, his hopes or his thoughts of peace and of not calamity, to give you a future and a hope, they are very much present tense. So the Egyptians were pursuing and the Israelites were trying to escape in the present, but their past was trying to catch up and be their future. Who are the Egyptians in your life? Whatever has enslaved you, whether it's a habit, addictions, wrong relationships, negative thinking, confession, bad situations, wrong choices, it doesn't matter what it is. It's a place of slavery. It's a place of bondage, a place of servitude, a place where you're not free, but you're cast down, oppressed, depressed, and discouraged. Beloved, I see my time has flown by, and Lord willing, we will just continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Again, I thank you for joining me. It's such a joy and pleasure to minister the word of the Lord to you. And if you've not written, I do invite you to write. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,